Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli mornings. We are joined by Kimmy Cola. She is hashtag the burp queen. She just broke the record for the world's loudest burp. And Nikki, you even follow her on TikTok.
You know I do.
Hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for taking some time with us this morning.
No problem.
Okay, so how did you discover that you could burp this loud?
I always knew that I was a loud burper, like even when I was a little girl.
Did you get in trouble for it back in the day?
Yeah.
What's one thing your parents would say to you when you would burp really loud?
Shut up.
And you're like, I can't. This is just how I am. Love me for me.
Exactly. I trained my little sister to do it too.
You trained? How do you train somebody to do that?
Actually, I don't really know. I just say that. But she's a really loud burper too.
Do you guys have burp offs?
Ew.
Oh yeah, yeah. Our fans love to see us burp. Burp off like that, have a little burp battle.
Our fans, I love that. Is this like a genetic thing?
I don't think so. I mean, we may have some like undiscovered, undiagnosed GERD issues in our future, but I don't really know.
Do you eat or drink anything to make it this potent?
Powerful? Yeah. This powerful to make it sound like a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Anything. Water, soda, anything, any type of food, especially like acidic or spicy.
Mm. Does it hurt?
No, not at all. It feels good. It hurts if I don't burp.
Yeah, man. I bet. Like, just gets caught in your chest?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking to Kimmy Cola here on Nikki and Spicoli Morning, Sweet 98.5. You just broke the Guinness World Record. Now, you were saying that your parents told you to shut up, don't burp. But now that you're a Guinness World Record holder, has that changed things?
Yeah, no, they love it. They love it. They don't mind. They're like, well, you better have gotten the world record.
No joke. If anybody can beat that, my God. And you just broke a record that stood for like 14 years, right?
I think so. 12, 14. It might be 14. You might be right. Yeah.
Dang. What do you get with that? Do you get like a plaque, a trophy, something to put on the mantle, or just bragging rights?
Oh, yes. I am getting it all. Anything they have, they're going to give it to me. Yes, yes.
Do you get money?
I believe it's a framed certificate. Money? No, no.
Okay. Can we hear the burp right now?
Sure. Okay. I'll try to be loud. Okay. I'll try to be as loud as I can. Okay.
Oh my God! Right, did you like throw up a little bit? Because that's what it sounded like.
It felt like she threw up.
No. I have really weird sounds sometimes with these burps. These burps are out of control sometimes.
Has anybody like approached you to do like endorsements for them?
I'm ready if anybody wants to
get
do that.
That
I'm
money.
Willing.
Do you have an OnlyFans?
Maybe.
So when you say
my fans want me to burp real loud. Do you, you know, appease them?
I do have an account that I do burp on over there. I call it my only burps. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
But mostly my fans see me live on TikTok or YouTube.
Is your handle the same all across the platform?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
What
Everywhere.
Kind of comments do they, or requests? Do they put in like requests?
They do. Usually names. ABCs, that's a good one. Any type of word. I think some words are better to burp than others. Mm-hmm. I like doing the Kool-Aid man, the oh yeah.
Oh, can we hear that?
That's my favorite.
We got to hear that because we're in Nebraska.
Let me check some water.
Yes, we are in Nebraska, and I know you're in Virginia, right?
Yes, that's
and
right.
Kool-Aid was invented here in Nebraska, so this will be amazing.
Oh, that is amazing.
Full circle there, Kimmy Cola.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see what I got for you. don't hate if I can't deliver. I'm so
all
sorry.
Good, all good.
Oh yeah.
My God. So you're not drinking Kool-Aid to get hyped for that?
No, I just chugged a little bit of water just now.
Can you do Spicoli? Can you do that? The name Spicoli in a burp?
I could. I could do a really good one for you if you want me to send it in, or do you want me to do it right now?
Do you need a Do we need to Venmo you for it?
No, on the house.
On the house. I feel so blessed. Yeah, you, go ahead right now. What you got?
Okay. Let me try. Spicoli. Spicoli.
Have you seen the movie The Grudge?
Yes, I've seen that movie. Have you?
Yes, yes. Oh,
that is what it sounds like to me.
This is what nightmares are made of.
Uh-huh. What does your husband think of this talent you have?
I warned him on our first date. I said, listen, if you're not about this, we got to call it now. And he was like, okay, well, let's hear it. And we went out to dinner, and it was the whole thing. But he loves it. He's proud of me. And we're just full of laughs and burps over here.
Two questions about that. Number one, what was his reaction the first time he heard it?
He couldn't believe it. I think his friends were even more like impressed than he was. He was just like, yeah, like this is amazing.
Two, did you actually do it at the restaurant on your first date?
I don't believe it was at the restaurant, but I was nervous, definitely nervous. I didn't want to let her rip, but... But eventually, yes. And I also, I don't know if you've heard the story of me getting kicked out of a bar.
No.
What?
Tell.
No.
I got kicked out of a bar in Maryland for burping too loud.
Were you doing it on purpose this whole time, or was it just like something out of your control?
I was just having a good time, yeah. I was at a bachelorette party. We were bar hopping a little bit on the beach, and we had just walked into the next one. I ordered one beer. I took one sip.
Oh, my God.
One burp. And he slid me my tab, and he said, no, ma'am, you gotta leave.
Some beers, burps, bachelorettes.
Yes, all the bees.
Yeah. Yes. I'm surprised, like, they didn't have a sign on the front door that says, no shoes, no shirt, no affliction shirts, no burps allowed.
Girl, I took a selfie outside of that front door after I got kicked out, okay? I was proud.